control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want, but you don't get a guaranteed hour to tell us about whatever it is that you want to talk about. If you're interesting, we'll keep you on longer. If you're not so great, you don't last that long.
Especially if you can get to your point and you know, tell us what you're getting at so that we can...
For our listeners who are just tuning in's benefit, the reason why I mention this is because the very end of the hour, last hour, we had somebody, and this doesn't happen that often on the show. Most people are appreciative of being able to get on the radio and in several markets, you know, dozens of markets across the country, and be able to talk about literally anything they want to talk about. Most people don't get uppity about the amount of time that they are given. But last guy we had on, we gave him almost the entire segment, and toward the end, because he wanted to keep going, and we weren't all just praising whatever word that came out of his mouth, he got all upset about it. And I think we've got Mike on the line in New Mexico who wants to comment on that. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on that guy that was on the radio. We know about them here in New Mexico, and they're doing a lot of good work.
Who's they?
No, that guy that was on the radio.
Who is they? What is the organization?
I guess it's the United States of America Incorporated.
The what?
Yeah, that's the name of them.
The United States of America Incorporated. Now, this is the same guy, right?
They're called these United States of America Incorporated.
You're saying
and they're registered.
And you yourself.
Mark, you're saying this isn't the same guy? It sounds like the same guy.
Yeah, it's the same
guy. It's not the same guy.
Not the same guy.
Okay, so, well, who is it? You're saying
my name
this
is
organization
Mike.
Is
we
called
know
the United...
About...
The organization that he belongs to is the United States Incorporated?
It's called these, like these... United States of America Incorporated.
So if I did a Google
no,
search,
they don't have a website. They don't have there's no website, right?
They don't have a website. They're registered with the Public Regulations Commission.
Uh-huh. Sure. It's easy to get a New Mexico corporation, so that's not.
Yeah,
that's
I got one of those too.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
They're doing a lot of work down here.
Like what? How did you hear about them?
This is what I don't understand.
They've been doing some work for some friends of mine.
It works great.
What kind
but
of work?
My question is this.
They do investigations on public officials.
I want to get in with a question, guys. Could you stop peppering him?
All right, go ahead.
What kind of work are they doing if they don't have a website? Doesn't a normal organization these days have a website?
Not when they're doing investigations.
They're Luddites.
There's
lots
of organizations that do investigations that have websites.
But they don't.
Right.
I understand.
They do
investigations and they file documents in the courts.
How do they wrap people in? New Mexico's a big state.
They don't need your help. They're fine.
Yes, it's a big corrupt state.
I just want to hear how you
know
about them.
We needed someone to help us.
How did you
hear about them?
You said they helped some friends of yours. Okay, what did they do?
Oh, wow. They did an investigation on that court and on that other court, and they found crimes by these public officials.
What are you talking about?
And they're getting ready
to
file their lawsuits.
Give me a court.
We know about these guys.
He is just totally making – you are making
this
stuff
court
up.
And that court?
How can I – let's say I'm in New Mexico, and I want the United States of America Incorporated. I want your organization to help me out. How do I get in touch with you?
Go to the Public Regulations Commission and find out who they
Look
are.
Look up your address through the government? You are
call
just
them.
Pathetic.
They'll
Goodbye.
Return your phone.
Goodbye. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you want to get in touch with us, you can go to the Public Regulation Commission and look up our corporation's name, get our mailing address, and then you can send us some mail.
What the hell
are you talking about? What decade are you living in?
I don't think anybody would ever have got a hold of
and
anybody
if you
that
have
way.
To be secretive to do your investigation, then why in the world are you calling a radio show about it?
Your organization, if it really exists, and I don't really know if
I'm not going for it either.
I don't know if it exists beyond the corporate file folder that you might actually have filed with the New Mexico Public Regulations Commission. I don't think there's really much else going on there. But your little club is doomed to failure. I mean, we have a homeless guy that calls the show from Arkansas sometimes who has his own website. This guy goes into the public library and he gets online and he does his thing and, you know, whatever it is he does. He's online. He's got his own website. You can go and visit a homeless guy on the internet.
For God's sake, you can get a Facebook group.
Right. There's no excuse for you. The websites don't cost anything. It's zero cost. And you don't have to be a programmer to have your own website for your organization. you obviously don't want people to find you and find out what you're doing. And then when pressed for information, oh, we did this in that court and this court. Come on, you're making crap up. You haven't done anything. If you'd done something, you'd have a paper trail or a website to show it off. You'd have a way for people to learn more about your organization. 1-800-259-9231. We'll have to have our board op let us know how many other times he tries to call in tonight. All right, we continue here. You can take control of the airwaves. By the way, only one call per night. But, Mark, since you were unsure on that, we let him go there. Maybe it was his twin brother.
It sounded very, very similar.
Yeah. All right, so we continue here. Ryan is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan. Ryan in Texas.
I try to be a little bit more sane than everyone else.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate that.
Hey, I just wanted to call and talk to you guys about FIJA a little bit, the Fully Informed Jury Association.
Yes, sir. The organization dedicated to helping jurors or potential jurors understand that they, as jurors, have the right to vote based on their conscience and their feelings
right.
about the law, not just the facts of the case.
Yeah. The very first time I heard your show, I heard you guys talking about it, and I got, like, so incredibly upset because it's a right that I've always taken for myself just on my own. You know, like, I've been on juries before, and I've always decided for myself that I would decide if somebody had actually done something wrong, not just whether they'd done something illegal.
Mm.
But whenever I've known other people going on juries, I wouldn't be able to tell them, hey, this is your constitutional right, or this is your right. You know, I just tell them, hey, you know, don't just listen to the lawyers. But the judges always say, you know, follow the law, and they don't tell you of your right. And so I've known of my friends that have gone on juries and have followed the laws and have convicted people that they didn't think should have been convicted, but they were doing what they were told to do. And so when I heard you guys talking about it, you know, I got mad that basically the government is just hiding this information from me, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's a big cover-up. They don't want you to know the full details of how their system works.
Yeah, a thousand years of precedent in the courts that juries are allowed to judge the law, and they're trying to do away with it in the last few decades. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting.
Last 100 years.
And, I really think that if we're trying to get more freedom for ourselves, you know, all the different paths, you know, when you're talking about seceding or, you know, trying to change government from within or, you know, revolution or, you know, whatever path you want to take, I think that this path, if you try to, you know, really, really get with the outreach, not just on a local level, but as far as getting the information out there, would probably be an extremely effective way of doing it.
I happen to agree. I have always been, as soon as I learned about FIJA, Fully Informed Jury Association, you can go to their website, FIJA.org, FIJA.org. As soon as I learned about them, I thought, this is great. This is a great organization, and I wanted to support them how I could. I did a little bit of FIJA activism down in Florida, but when I moved up here to New Hampshire, it wasn't long until we had kicked off a monthly Fully Informed Jury Association outreach. We go to every single instance of jury selection here in the Cheshire County area of New Hampshire, and we pepper those people with fully informed jury information. And a good percentage of them actually takes them, like 80 to 90% of the people that pass by us will take the brochures, whereas I had less luck down in Florida. It was probably more like 50 to 60% of people that would take the brochures. So for whatever reason, people in New Hampshire are more open-minded to receiving this information. Are you? Have you ever done any FIJA outreach yourself?
No, I've done nothing except for, you know, talking to people on an individual basis. No activism for me, unfortunately.
But do you ever plan on doing any activism?
Well, you know, if things work out and I end up moving up to New Hampshire, maybe, but that's not in the cards at the present time.
Oh, sorry to hear that. It doesn't mean you can't do FIJA where you are. I mean, FIJA is valuable anywhere. As long as you've got a handful of folks, two to four people, you can have a relatively effective FIJA outreach wherever you are. This is one of those forms of activism that you don't need a whole lot of people to do. You don't need a big budget.
It's a lot of bang for the buck.
Yep. You just need, it's a little bit of time, and it's a very easy thing to do. You just go out, you hand out the FIJA flyers to people as they're coming in for jury duty. That way you're not just talking to random people. You're hitting the people that are most primed and ready for that particular message. And I thank you for the call, FIJA.org. To learn more, get out there, hit the streets, do something. It's Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that?
Can you hear it?
It's very annoying.
I hear it.
Can you hear that sound? That ringing. That hissing.
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly.
You can't hide from it.
Everywhere I go, it doesn't go away. It drives me nuts.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear caused by loud machines.
Loud music.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I love Quietus. Quietus will stop the ringing fast.
Quietus is all-natural, chewable, quiet relief.
Quiet relief so I can work.
I now get a full night's rest. Quietus has helped thousands of people with tinnitus.
Quietus is real, my friend.
Quietus has changed my life.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-758-1817. That's 1-800-758-1817. Stop the ringing now. 1-800-758-1817. That's 1-800-758-1817.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3567.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give away the features on the site. Archives are included, so you can go all the way back to the beginning of 2009 in our podcast. It's free. You don't have to pay a membership fee or jump through hoops. It's just plain free, and it's for you at freetalklive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free website builder tools and templates, Use the code FTL, that's FTL is in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. That's code FTL, HostGator.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, let's go to Matt, listening in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Hey there, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
There's this guy in Illinois, and I've heard of him, and he does work. You know, he did this thing with the people over there.
And some stuff.
Now, do you think that those guys were a little nutty, or were they trying to pull some sort of really bad crank call, or what? I mean, what was all that about?
I have no idea. I don't know what they were talking about.
Sometimes the line blurs between crazy and crank for me.
He just sounded like he was trying to get himself psyched up about something. I don't know.
Anyway, I wish people would render the President of the United States of America the respect
he
deserves.
Maybe he was making bathtub meth or something. Who knows?
What do you got on your mind tonight?
I did something very exciting today. I made reservations at Rogers Campground for Porkfest.
Excellent. It'll be great to see you there.
Now, wait a minute. Have you ever been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival before? Because I know I've seen you at the Liberty Forum.
Right. No, this will be my first time at the Porcupine Freedom Fest.
Oh, that's exciting. Porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, Porkfest.com. I don't know how many campsites are left, but getting one sooner will help you, because then you get to actually to have some level of choice as to where your campsite is.
I think every single one's going to go this year, so I would seriously act quickly.
Yeah, it's filling up.
When I called, the guy told me he had 10 people to call back today.
Wow.
So there's at least those 10 have gone. So I was glad I called when I did, because I don't know, you know, what my choices would have been if I hadn't.
How long did you reserve the campsite for?
All week, the 22nd. So I'm coming up on the Tuesday is when I plan on getting up there.
You'll be there in time for Ezekiel Pancakes then, because that's an early in the week event only.
That's something that you're doing, right, Dale?
Yeah, they're not going to be fresh late in the week, so you have to get there early if you want the Ezekiel Pancakes.
So you're doing the full gamut. You're doing the full week of Pork Fest. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is the yearly event that the good folks at the Free State Project put on in order to gather hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people together for a great weekend of socializing and camping and fun. Eating, of course, and all kinds of activities and stuff. But the official scheduled events happen over I think it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and Sunday. Maybe it's just Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I haven't looked at the schedule yet in detail.
Which is why, since I have to come all the way back to Illinois, I decided to stay through Sunday night, so I won't leave until Monday morning.
A lot of people are starting early. They're starting, as you say, on Tuesday or Monday or Sunday. In many cases, the week that week prior to the actual weekend of the event, because there are a number of people that come out fairly early. It starts real slow, from what I understand, early on, like Sunday, Monday. It's pretty slow.
It's slower, but it's kind of nice because you can actually enjoy, just socialize and party, and there's no events going on or anything. You're just out there camping with fun people that are liberty-minded.
Mark, what's the format?
4 days, June 24th through the 27th.
Officially, the official event. That's Thursday through Sunday, I imagine?
Yes.
Okay.
I think a fair chunk of people will get there on Monday.
So that'll be a good time. Are you looking forward to it, Matt? I mean, you've heard all the stories.
Yes, I am. I'm very much looking forward to it. I know my son is going to come with me, my 16-year-old son.
I've heard there's actually going to be a convoy heading up there. I'm not sure from where it is coming or what time they're heading up, but I know that there's going to be a group of folks that are going to be kind of like the Liberty Caravan went up to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum this year. They're going to have a Pork Fest convoy.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah, I don't know where to get more information about it. Sorry?
Yeah. I would join that if I could.
I'm sure there'll be information posted on the various New Hampshire liberty-oriented forums, like the Free State Project Forum, freestateproject.org. Matt, thanks for the call tonight. We'll look forward to seeing you this summer. And, of course, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the 2010 Porcupine Freedom Festival. If you have been thinking about coming up to New Hampshire and seeing what it's like, this is a great opportunity to get around a lot of the people that you hear on this show, the people that you hear behind the mics, and the people that, more importantly, that call in, because the best activists up here, the best activists, liberty activists in the world, I think, are here in New Hampshire. More are coming. This is where it's happening, and most all of them show up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I mean, I showed up early last. The first one I ever went to a few years ago, I showed up early, like the very first day of the unofficial start, which tends to be Monday. You know, that goes through the weekend,
mm-hmm.
And like your Mark just said, the official days. But there's a fair chunk of people that get there on Monday. And my first night, before any events had started up or anything, my first night at Porkfest was when I decided to move to New Hampshire.
Yeah, it convinces a lot of people. It's a really incredibly fun festival.
You hadn't even gone on the bus tours or anything like that?
Nothing. Nothing. The bus tours, they did start the bus tours early. Mm-hmm. That was one of the things that was happening early, I guess, before the other events. So, but I hadn't gone on any yet. I had just gone out to dinner with some liberty-minded folks who lived in New Hampshire.
It was the people.
Yeah, some of them lived there or were about to move up. You know, I remember meeting Kate, who actually ended up moving like the same week I did, just a few days later. I was like at her move-in party just a few days after I'd gotten here. I remember meeting her there, and I met someone, another guy who ended up moving a little bit later. So I met several people who hadn't moved yet, but had already planned to move, and had already gone to Porkfest before and things like that.
Now, had you done any kind of pre-paving, if you will? Had you gone to the forums and introduced yourself there prior to showing up at the Porkfest?
Yes, I was definitely. I felt like I already knew some people, a fair chunk of people, and what they were up to, and. I was learning. I learned most of what I learned about New Hampshire, the people living here, from New Hampshire Underground,
which is nhfree.com, or the forum.nhfree.com. So that's a good idea. Is to, if you're going to come up for the Porcupine Freedom Festival and it's your first year, and you know your concerns, you're not going to know anybody. That can be a little awkward of a situation unless you're just the most outgoing person. If you are a newbie, I recommend going to the New Hampshire Liberty Oriented forums like. Forum.freestateproject.org or forum.nhfree.com or forum.freekeen.com and introducing yourself to the Liberty community here and kind of at least plugging in so you'll know who's going up and people will know to expect you. Oh, you're so-and-so from the forums. It's something. It's a level of initial connection that might help break the ice, that kind of thing. And who knows? I don't know what they're going to come up with for mixers or icebreakers or something like that. I would imagine something like that is on the official schedule.
The funny thing, the people that I ended up going out to dinner with that night, the first night at Porkfest, I didn't know any of them from talking to them online. I met them right there,
just
chatted with them,
folks.
Clicked right away, and it was
They're like people that you've always known, but you never did really actually know. They're so ideologically compatible. It's really easy. They're really easy folks to get along with, for the most part. 800-259-9231. Go to porkfest.com, porcfest.com, to learn more. And we'll come back with more Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at Rated M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those at freetalklive.com. The site itself allows you to interact and help us determine what we're going to talk about on this program when you aren't calling in. We usually have to have some show prep. So now we can actually turn to our own website to get some of the best show prep. I mean, our listeners are doing a great job of putting the really interesting stories in front of us, and that's what the site is designed to do. It takes your suggestions for what should be discussed, whether it's a news story or a blog post or whatever. Your suggestions get voted on by the other listeners, so that you get a chance to vote up or down anything that you see on the site, and the most popular suggestions make it to the top of the website at freetalklive.com, and it is all completely free. It's freetalklive.com.
Do you have existing foreclosures, bankruptcies, judgments, liens, collections, late payments, or any kind of derogatory credit on your credit report? Well, if you're thinking about making a major purchase sometime in the relatively near future, you need to do something about that, because it's going to cost you hundreds, if not thousands, more in the purchase price and the financing if you don't get it taken care of. Well, there's an organization that can help you take care of it. It's cleaningcredit.com. It is a law firm. It's the credit repair law firm chartered. They're actually down in South Florida. And they're professionals, and they've been with the Better Business Bureau for more than 6 years. And you can call them up. They will clean your credit of derogatory credit reports. I don't know what the individual ones are called on your credit report, but I guess they're reports.
Entries?
So, entries, yeah. The derogatory credit entries on your report. And give them a call at 877-733-CREDIT. That's 877-733-CREDIT. Credit, cleaningcredit.com.
By the way, just to give our listeners an update on what's going on up here in New Hampshire, we just talked about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, And the activism up here in New Hampshire is worth mentioning because it's outstanding. The activists here are doing some amazing things. I would love to see people duplicate them in other places, but it's just not possible because you just don't have the numbers in most other places. But we've had some pretty frightening things happening here within the last 24 hours or so. Last night, I don't know if we mentioned this on the air, but one of the I think I mentioned it earlier tonight, but Russell Canning, one of the activists who was an early mover, a very early mover up here to New Hampshire, one of the people that inspired me to move sooner rather than later with activism. He was known for doing acts of civil disobedience that made for some great video footage. Those videos got put online. I saw them and I thought, wow, there's something happening there in New Hampshire. I've got to get there sooner rather than later.
That's what got me excited and said, I want to go ahead and move. I don't want to wait for 20,000 people to sign.
And I'm so glad I didn't wait. Thank goodness I didn't wait. I'm so glad I'm here now. But Russell was arrested last night, and we haven't figured out who arrested him.
Yeah, it was very strange because he was arrested. They made all the calls to the town police in the town he was arrested in. And
they claimed they didn't have him.
And it didn't make any sense. Nobody really had jurisdiction. Except
we ended up finding out that it was a warrant from Cheshire County, which is where we do the show from. He was in a different county. You know, we're talking about political jurisdictions here, designations. He was in a different plot of land, and so
Cheshire County couldn't just go there and arrest somebody. They would have had to have a police officer go with them.
Why I think it was the state police that likely made the arrest. And now I believe that to be true because another activist has just been arrested within the last hour here in New Hampshire.
That blows my mind because I can't even imagine what in the world they're claiming he has done.
It's allegedly the word is disorderly conduct, and it's supposedly from back during the Nashua 420 celebrations from a few weeks ago.
That's very odd to come weeks later in another county and arrest someone presumably for something they did a couple of weeks ago when they were right there and could have arrested them right then.
It sounds like they're targeting people. Lauren Canario, another heroic civil disobedience activist, her husband was arrested, Jim, and then Lauren is now apparently wanted also. For whatever reason, she found out that she was on a warrant, even though for
whatever reason. I don't know what in the world that can be about either.
They got him, but they didn't get her. Maybe it's the same thing, disorderly. They love that charge, disorderly conduct, because they can just hit anybody with it. And it's like you say, Dale, it's very unusual that they would wait several weeks and then arrest somebody for disorderly conduct, and more so unusual that they would send the state police around to do it. But nonetheless, that appears to be what's happening right now. We have two activists in jail. And as I said, the activists turned out this morning in a fairly decent number. Dale, you were there. What would you say, 8, 10 people came out this morning?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, yeah, and that was on less than 12 hours' notice.
I know we had 10 people just to breakfast, and you had to go on and get to work, and so it was probably about 11 or 12.
Yeah, I mean, and that's on a very, very short window of notice, having that many people turn out at 8 in the morning on a work day, on a Monday morning, to come out and back up somebody who was appearing in a courtroom. That's what we can do here. Oh, and there was one really neat part, right? We were in the courtroom, or at least one neat part. We were in the courtroom this morning, and of course there's a lot of waiting around. And at one point they bring Russell in handcuffs, into the court, and one of the other activists says, "All rise for the
defendant."
The defendant.
All rise for the defendant. And
right.
Everybody rose
we
in
all
the courtroom.
Stood up. Well, was it everybody? I heard it was a couple of people.
Well, I heard a lot of people rose.
I didn't
look
not over.
Not just us. Apparently, a lot of people rose. Apparently, if you people just respond
following.
To a commanding voice.
They're in a foreign place, they have the expectation that they will be asked to rise, so they do.
Yeah, it was just hilarious. So they're bringing in our friend in handcuffs, all rise for the defendant, we all stand up, and because the numbers were there, because we had enough people to look significant,
other people
stood up.
You know, monkey see, monkey do, and
exactly.
They did.
Which is why, that's one of the reasons why it's not going to take a whole lot, I don't think, to really start turning things around, because most people just want to go along with the crowd, right?
The memes are already out there.
The Liberty memes?
Yes, they're out there. I mean, I don't even want to take credit for it necessarily here. I'm sure that we've contributed to it with our media and things like that coming out of here. But the memes are out there, and I see these sorts of things happening all over because the videos are out there of other states and people in other states doing some of the things that seem very similar to the things we're doing here.
Yes.
And that's why I say the memes are out there and they're spreading, and you can't lock up a particular activist right now and stop it. The ideas are what are dangerous to statism, and they're out there. It's too late.
And it's like Ernest Hancock says, you can't unlearn the truth, right? So those ideas are out there. Maybe they're not persuading people right off the bat, but if they keep getting hit with the ideas, eventually they're going to look at them more critically than they've looked at them. You know, maybe they look at them and they reject them because they've been programmed to believe in the government and that statism is good and that violence is acceptable if people vote for it. You know, all this nonsense. And they look at the liberty ideas and they say, oh, that's crazy. And then they reject
it. I've dismissed concepts out of hand the first time I've been exposed to them.
Yes.
And then, but once you're exposed to the idea, it's in there. The seed is there. And then you
see it again somewhere else.
In the light of other experiences. They see it somewhere else. Or in the light of other experiences that you have that idea in there now and you didn't before. And now you experience something and you look at it a different way.
Or somebody else you are maybe a little closer to says something similar to you. And you think to yourself, well, if so-and-so believes in this, maybe I should give it a closer look. Or you start seeing it in different places, which is why it's so important to have things like your website, Dale, anarchyinyourhead.com, creating liberty-oriented cartoons in many cases. We've got Free Talk Live, our radio program. There are television shows. There's a newspaper here in town. So we're trying to get the ideas of liberty out there as much as possible. And eventually people are going to just go along with our ideas. They're going to switch gears, and we're going to have the voluntary society. It's just a matter of time because our ideas are the moral ones. They're the correct ones. They're the ones – the ideas of liberty are the ones that will make mankind – rise above its current state. It'll evolve us to whatever that next level is. And so it's really just, in my opinion, just a matter of time, which means that you can help speed that process up by coming here to New Hampshire and getting active sooner rather than later.
I don't know about the voluntary society, but I suspect that that you will see a move towards the voluntary society. I don't know.
It's always that direction. That's what's going to happen. Yeah, nothing is perfect in the physical world, but I do believe that there is that we are guided by the perfect, and that's the idea is that we go in that direction because it is the I do see it almost as a kind of destiny.
All right, there's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters?
Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free. Whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can, again, bring up whatever you want. That's the point of the program tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features, by the way, including our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. WIKI, wiki.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. Kurt is in North Carolina, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kurt.
Whoa.
Hey,
hi, Ian. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Kurt. Dale's here, too. What's on your mind tonight, Kurt?
Yeah, I saw Dale talking to me in the chat room. I'd like to bring up copyright.
By all means.
The original justification for copyright was to give incentive to inventors and authors to produce new stuff.
Okay, not really inventors, but authors. Copyright is, I think, what applies to books, whereas inventors would be more interested likely in patents.
Well, yeah. I mean intellectual property in general. Copyright's just easier to attack.
There are different types.
Oh, certainly.
I'd say patents are pretty easy to attack, too, but go ahead.
Patents are worse than copyrights, I think, but...
Really? Yeah, I agree. Patents, and then trademark, which seems really difficult to attack. Anyway, you guys work in a field where copyright is practically irrelevant. Your material is at the moment. Once you've done it, it's passed, and you're not going to sell it in a week. You're selling it right now.
I don't know that that's true. There are many talk show hosts out there that do sell their work.
Most of them
in the form of their podcasts and archives and things like that. You have to pay for a monthly membership to get them. So, you know, that's not true.
And they'd be upset if Premier Radio Networks, who syndicates Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck, they would probably be pretty upset if you started putting out Glenn Beck's podcast or Glenn Beck's archives or Rush Limbaugh's archives out there.
Yeah, that'd be a big
website.
Deal. I'd also like to point out that even though in the moment we have agreements with stations, so a station could decide we don't have a lock on our website. You don't have to put in or our satellite site or whatever. You don't have to put in a code to get our show. So a station could choose to air the show, cut all the ads out if that's what they wish to do, and then thus deprive our advertisers who had paid to be on the air. They would deprive us of the revenue that we would get from
that's
being on.
That's not copyright, though. That's not a copyright issue. That's just an agreement issue. That's just bad behavior, really.
If we own the intellectual property of the show and they choose to air the show without airing the ads, then they are violating whatever sort of agreement that we would have. I mean, they're airing it without a contract.
Well, if we were concerned about that, we're not. We're not concerned about that, but if we were, we could lock our show up and make it more difficult for them to air.
It doesn't change the fact that it's a copyright issue.
I don't know if it's really the copyright, but go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
My thought is that what has happened is copyright and patent and all the rest have been extended to such an extent that it's no longer rewarding invention, but reproduction. So it's actually retarding invention of new material.
Yeah, I agree.
You don't get Brahms doing variations on a theme by Paganini. What you get is George Harrison getting prosecuted for supposedly ripping off He's So Fine with My Sweet Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So would the world have been better off if Harrison had never written My Sweet Lord because it was too close to He's So Fine? Well, who knows?
The issue
comes up occasionally. I'm heavy into the things like Libertarian Enterprise and Free Talk Live and things online where reproduction is exceptionally easy, where the real benefit is not reproduction but invention. And the glaringly obvious difference between that and the print world or movies where they make hundreds of millions of dollars by selling tickets all over the world for the next 10 years is amazing. So I'm wondering if you guys have an opinion about that in terms of, let's say, Libertopia breaks out by some miracle and there isn't copyright. I think it would shift the incentive back in time to the time of invention, that the people who can sing well will make the money instead of the people who make studio albums.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that, I mean,
live on reproduction.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, it's in the way copyright works now, you really have to have a lot of money to take advantage of it, too. I mean, you really have to have lawyers and stuff to really pursue, and it's hardly ever protects the little guy anyway. You know, someone actually coming out with something inventive, most statism is out protecting the people with big money who have bought.
Right.
Big lawyers. With patents,
big lawyers wrote the law, yeah. So it's there to protect big lawyers.
It's true. Copyright is a lot of money that companies pay for research and development. Actually, a lot of it goes towards the patenting process, yeah, and the lawyers and all of that. And so it would cost less to put new products on the market in the absence of the patenting system.
I do think it would change the market a lot, and I think it would be mostly in good ways. I mean, if you look at, I know people say that these these blockbuster $300 million Hollywood movies wouldn't be made anymore if they didn't have copyrights protecting them. And I'm like, is that bad? I mean,
That's the biggest argument I hear against it is not having big Hollywood blockbusters. So what?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And it's speculative. How do you know you wouldn't have big Hollywood blockbusters in the absence of it? You would still have big companies that would want to get their products in a movie. You'd still have people that were coming up with inventive new ways to do film.
Well, and people
like want 3D.
To see their movies in theaters and stuff like that. And theaters, and there's ways to do all this. And
maybe
and,
it would drive down the costs. Maybe they wouldn't have to cost so much.
They wouldn't have to cost so much. I think that people want to see movies in theaters. I think there's a lot of things where in the past where someone thought that the sky was falling, you know, it's like radio, you know, I think they thought radio was going to destroy record sales. It didn't happen. They thought TV was going to destroy radio. It didn't happen. I mean, and what happened is the markets just adapted because they had to. And, you know, it's a cop-out when they just turn to the government and ask and buy some violence. That's what happens, right? No one has to do the violence themselves. They buy violence from the government. And if you have enough money, you can do that. You can lobby and get the laws in your favor. And
like going after a grandmother who downloaded some songs from MySpace or Napster or whatever.
It's the grandmother that's being gone after because their grandchild did the downloading, but they can't prove that the child did it. I think that intellectual property exists in the sense that people want to protect their work and they want to profit from their work and that kind of thing.
It exists as much as any other idea exists.
Right, but I don't think that there's any obligation for me to pay to protect your intellectual property.
Right.
And that's what happens in the obstructed funding mechanism that is the government. It shouldn't be that way. It's your property. You should pay to protect it.
Yeah,
I don't pay for the locks on your house.
Encode your stuff. Get agreements from people that you sell stuff to. They're going to, only use it in certain ways. And it's hard, I think. And I think it's easier to go just to change the model of how you do business. I mean, look at something like online role-playing games where they're selling a service and they can sell software for it because you have to have a license piece of their software to get their service, and who wants to play the game on someone else's crappy little server or something like that? You want to be in, there's
right,
things
the
like that.
You can't beat that one.
There's all kinds of ways. Yeah, exactly.
If you're doing an online game, then you have to pay to play because they can't crack into their server. And I mean, it'd be very difficult for the hackers to break in and create an account inside Sony's servers for EverQuest. I mean, it's far more difficult than just cracking a single copy of a single player game or something like that.
I just think the markets have to adapt for the.
I have seen people put up servers that run like a shadow of, I'm not going to say EverQuest specifically, a few years ago, where they would run a community version of whatever the server was, but it didn't have the millions of people on it. It didn't have huge amounts of
developers
because
buggy
they weren't making any money off it.
All kind, and they don't have the support and all kinds of things.
And
like
they wouldn't
that.
Have
they,
the official.
They suck.
Yeah, and they wouldn't have the official gameplay and whatever the plot lines are that they're introducing and things like that. So yeah, I think that the marketplace would adapt itself, and I think it's. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that the blockbuster would disappear because I mean, if people are looking for Tom Cruise in a movie, then it's going to cost a certain amount to put him in that movie.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I just think that that's not a good reason to support copyright, even if that. That is the case. And
right.
And I think that, I mean, what's happening already is it's getting easier and easier to get copies of movies and things without buying them. And look at what's happening. Now look at movies like Avatar, and they're going for the 3D IMAX experience and stuff that you can only get in a theater, and they're going to have to keep pushing. They have to keep making it that experience better and better so that people are willing to go out to be in a theater and watch a movie. I will go out and watch a movie in a theater two or three times if I really like the movie. You know, even though I can go online and download it if I really wanted to.
It's just not the same experience. Thanks, Kurt, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Hour number three is on the way. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Hour three coming up.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.